I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonated with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher. Who really
he's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
In today's video, I want to talk about the habits of self-made millionaires, number 9. And this one is being shameless, okay? Like, the amount of times, I mean, you're watching these videos, you probably see a picture or something come up that says, Shakir Hussein, founder of WealthAcademy.com, creator of Funnels.com. Listen, I don't care where I'm at. That's why, by the way, why I'm wearing this hat. I don't care where I'm at. I am going to tell people what I do, okay? Why would I do that? It's because I am okay with the answer no. I'm okay with 100,000 people rejecting my offer, saying they don't want to buy my stuff. That's okay, I don't care. There's always gonna be someone else. And this is a habit that I've seen every single millionaire, multimillionaire, and even billionaires have. They are a non-stop advertising, self-promotional men and women that are proud to wear their brand. They are proud to speak the truth about their products. They're proud to say, hey, this is what's wrong with my product. This is what's great with my product. They are advertising, marketing, selling machines, okay? And you can't get there, you know, just by trying to grow your business. You need to be obsessed, committed to making sure when you are talking to people, when you're listening to a podcast, when you're speaking to other people on a podcast, on a video, you're handing out your business cards, you are in that state where you tell people who you are and what you do. Why? How else are people gonna know? You have to be out there. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to learn the basics of communication, of body language, of selling, of marketing, of advertising. You have to be able to know that you can get your product and service to the masses through advertising. And you have to learn about what creates good ads, how to write good ads, how to speak great ads. Why does this guy, you know, say Tony Robbins, when he's speaking, why does he use these certain words? Oh, how comes I'm listening to these words and they elicit this emotional reaction inside of me? Okay, how do I do that to other people? How do I convince more people to come to me versus going to my competitor? You gotta learn about advertising. You gotta learn about marketing. You have to be able to go out there and be able to sell. Hey, here's what I've got. Here's what it will do for you. Oh, by the way, here's what to do next. And here's how much I charge. Especially in today's day and age, you want to focus on being a premium brand at premium price level. And you got to be able to advertise. And you got to be able to learn how to market, how to communicate. If you want to study really good ads, go to YouTube and or Google and type in top 10 infomercials of all time and listen to them. Okay, one of the things I used to do is I would go to something like ClickBank. I would find people's offers that they have been running for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And if they've been running that for so long, what does it mean? It means that it's working, right? It means that it's working. That advertising promotion is working. So guess what I would do? I would listen to it over and over again. Like, I would download the video, I would put it in the background whilst I'm working, and I would listen to it all day, all night long. Why? Because I want my subconscious mind to suck in the language that's used to create effective marketing, effective advertising. Does that make sense to you? Another thing I would do here, I had to go and grab this. Another thing I would do is I'd subscribe to Forbes, Entrepreneur, Inc. magazine, all of these magazines. This is Forbes, okay? This, I open up the page and it's got Hublot. And these watches aren't cheap, okay? They probably start off anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 to 50,000. What do you think this company had to pay to get featured in Forbes? I'm guessing this one page, guess how much it would cost? $75,000 to about $150,000. Now, why would a company pay this much? Because the people that read Forbes would aspire to wear this watch. Does that make sense? So you have to build what's called your marketing stamina, okay? Your ability to market. outmarket, outthink, outstrategize your competitors, everyone else in the marketplace, so that you can create your own blue ocean strategy. By the way, you can just go to blueoceanstrategy.com, learn what blue ocean strategy is. But how do you stand out above everyone else? You gotta learn about marketing, advertisement. I am a marketer, I am an advertiser, I am a businessman. My business is me, right? I will tell people, hey, this is what I do. I own this, I own that. This is how I help my customers. But I will say all of these things because I have become a master marketer, and you must commit to becoming a master marketer. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not saying that you should become a cheesy advertising sales guy where everyone that you meet, you know, you're handing out business cards and you're throwing up on people and, you know, you have verbal diarrhea all the time everywhere and no one wants to talk, be around you. I'm not saying that. I'm saying do it in a classy manner. Do it in a manner where you have developed the marketing chops. When you're talking to someone, you can clearly articulate what your product is, how it's gonna benefit them, what they need to do business with you, and then how you can go and close that deal. This whole skill of being able to market, sell, advertise, shamelessly promote your business, your services, is gonna put you above and beyond. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.